So, back in the 1950s, when Elvis Presley was at the height of his popularity, and he'd perform, all the crowd would wait in the auditorium, waiting for him to do an encore. And at that point, the announcers started to have to say, "Elvis has left the building." And of course, that phrase has gone into popular culture. Well, due to the fact that one of the pillars of our building has been shifted by an anonymous van or car, this weekend we have had to leave the building. And it got me thinking, really, is there something here that God's trying to say to us as a church, but maybe he's doing amongst the church at large? Is he encouraging us to rely less on buildings? In fact, on all the trappings of what we might call institutional church, and to become more the church we're meant to be? That, my friends, is what we're going to think about this morning. Bless you. So, key to thinking about this question, really, is what is a biblical understanding of church? And I think it's interesting to look at the word itself. Someone has said that words create worlds, and they are powerful, aren't they? So this word church in Greek is ecclesia. Many of you will know this. It's made up of two words, ek, out of, and kaleo, called out. So really what the church is the called out ones. And it's there all over the book of Acts and 1 Corinthians particularly. And it implies a community of faith. And of course, we talk about the church is the people. We say that, but then I think very often our use of the word church undermines this and undermines our being church as we should be. What do I mean? Well, we talk about church being a building. We say the church on the corner. Or we talk about the church being a meeting. I'm going to church on Sunday. I think it's interesting, just relating to those two, that for the last couple of weeks at Beck, we've been talking about David and the Ark of the Covenant and David's focus on building a building for the Ark, for God. And God says to David, look, I've never needed a building. And in fact, he says, I'm going to build you a house. And then last week, Erica, talking about worship, said, it's not essential that worship only takes place in a building. So church, we talk about as being a building. We talk about it being a meeting. And we also talk about it as the infrastructure or the organisational piece of church. I've had folks say to me that the church needs to do something about this, or what is the church doing about this? And what people mean there really is the infrastructure, the organisation. Whereas we've just said, the church is the people, it's us. What's the church doing about this? What am I doing about it? What are we doing about it? So the upshot of all that is, I think we've created churches by our words and by our understanding that all too often reflect a more institutional way of thinking than us being a called out people. And I just wonder whether God's not dismantling institutional church at this time through initially dismantling our thinking about it and refining us to be the church as he intended, a church that has left the building. This happened through COVID, didn't it? Our reliance on institutional church was challenged. We lost our meetings. We lost our gatherings, our activities and events. And it asked serious questions of us in terms of who are we as individual disciples? What is our individual discipleship looking like when we don't have the meetings and the activities and the events? What's the state of our own relationship with God? That question was asked of us through COVID. And I have to say, and this is borne out right across the nation with the statistics we see, that sadly, many in that period drifted. Perhaps their relationship with God wasn't what they thought it was, what others thought it was. And again, sadly, many churches, organisations, have closed in that period. We've had a word at Beck. Somebody's picked up on the fact that a few weeks back, if you remember, our floor was flooded. And now recently we've had this pillar shift, this wall shaken a bit. And we've had to vacate the building because of that. And the sense this person has had was, is God rebuilding us as a church and maybe churches from the bottom up? We started with the floor, we're onto the wall. So pray for our roof, okay? Is God shaping us as a church and churches to be more relational communities of faith rather than institutional church? To build us as those who want to gather and do life together. Many of you will be watching this, hopefully this morning, Sunday morning, in gatherings where you want to be there together. Even though we've not been able to meet in the building, you said, actually, I still want to gather with God's people. So we want to be a relational community of faith. Is God shaping us to be a church that is scattered, not just gathered? For example, again, today, all around Rugby, we're meeting in small groups in all sorts of different venues, house groups, life groups, in houses, in our Woodlands building and elsewhere. Well, that's how we're meant to be, isn't it? We're meant to be salt and light in our communities, salt preserving and light shining in our communities, not just focused in our buildings. To wrap up, I love John 1:14 in the Message version. In fact, I've loved this verse ever since I used to do youth and community work in London. Eugene Peterson says, "The Word became flesh and blood and moved into the neighbourhood." And just as we finish, a couple of questions. I mean, way more than just quieten our hearts as you're listening to this. Didn't take very long, did it? Just quieten our hearts as we're listening. And let's just ask a couple of questions of ourselves individually and corporately. John 1:14 said, "The Word became flesh and blood." Is my faith a flesh and blood reality in my own life? What's my own connection with Jesus like? And does that impact my decisions? Does that impact my behaviour? Does that impact my relationships, my own relationship with Jesus? Is that real and tangible? Or is my own faith a bit too reliant on the institutional elements of church, the meetings, the Sunday gatherings, the life group event rather than the doing life together? And then secondly, as we just stay quiet, are we a flesh and blood community of disciples making God real in our neighbourhoods? Are we journeying and relating to men and women, young people around us as they go through stuff? Are we bringing the Holy Spirit and a biblical worldview to bear on those situations? Or again, as a community of faith, as a corporate body of believers that we call Beck, have we become over-reliant on meetings and events like many churches have, and over-reliant on buildings? Are these the underpinnings of what we try and do when we try and reach out? Or is the gospel, the word, becoming flesh and blood in us individually and corporately as we relate to those around us. God bless you. It's been good being sat here in our community outreach in Mosaic. We pray God's blessing upon you. I hope you've had opportunity to take up the offering for the food bank at this time of year. Very, very needed and a key part of who we are as a church in the town. All these ministries, CAP, all of them in the town. But let's, in it all, be men and women walking as disciples, making the gospel real to those around us. God bless you. Thanks for listening. Thank you.